more than 800 cars, and 4,000 spectators, raised better than $42,000 at D.W. Poppy Secondary School on Sunday, May 4. It was the 36th car show at the school, offering a pancake breakfast, concession, 50-50 draw, vendors and more. On Sunday morning, D.W. Poppy Secondary woodworking teacher Wayne Lawin was guiding cars to their assigned sections on the school playing fields. The money that's raised goes towards equipment for our shop programs and our athletics departments and also for our foods program, Lawin explained. It also benefits the kids because they're learning valuable skills for working with people and dealing with money and all that kind of stuff, so it's a good experience all around. Students are involved in the planning and organizing of the food and volunteering on the day of the show. This year, the show was in support of the Applied Design Skilled Trades Department, ADST, Athletics, and Dry Grad. The annual DW Poppy School Car Show and fundraiser is underway pic.twitter.com/h5ac5qzrvc. Langley Advance Times. At Langley Times. May 4, 2025. Cole Stevenson and his dad Jim, from Brookswood, both brought cars. Cole explained his bright yellow Genesis coupe needed a lot of work when he acquired it. The engine was shot, Cole told the Langley Advance Times. I had to completely rebuild it with my dad. Jim, whose classic Nova was parked in the same section, was happy to see his son get into cars. I've been in cars since I was 16, Jim said. And that's a long time ago. He, Cole, finally got into cars a couple years back. It's in the blood. Regan and Tracy Lewis from Alder Grove got up at 5:30 a.m. and brought Peggy Sue, a lovingly restored 1957 light blue Chevy Bel Air two-door hardtop. When we went to look at her, I said, oh, she's pretty, Tracy recalled. And then I named her Peggy Sue because she's a 1957, which is when the song, Peggy Sue, came out. Regan estimated he's been coming to the DW Poppy show for about 15 years. It's an awesome show, and being one of the first of the year, it's a nice way to kick off the season, Regan said. Over the years, funds raised have helped with new technology such as a snap-on scanner, network wiring for 42 computers in the shop classes, a new computer for the CNC mill in the metalwork room, upgrade welding helmets, purchasing professional stand mixers for the cooking rooms, and a laser cutter. This year's show was sponsored by Preston GM.